Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A recent study found that nearly 20% of working Americans suffer through a toxic work environment.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Right. It happens. It's a part of it.
I'm surprised it's only 20%.
I agree with you on
kidding,
that.
No kidding, man.
But you know what? Part of the problem with the toxic work environment is that people don't know when they are the toxic one. So luckily, I've got all the signs.
Uh-oh.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 signs you're the toxic person in the office. You know this person, the one who is tolerated barely. But whenever they make their presence known, there's no avoiding them. Because just like a bull in a china shop, they barge right in and manage to suck all the oxygen out of the place. They should be an opera singer because to them, it's all about me. Me, 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 me. Look what I did. Look how funny I am. Look how great I did it. Oh, you did good too, but not as good as me. Tell me how great you think I am. Tell me more about me. Isn't this fun? Wait, I'll just talk louder so you and the three people working on the other side of the building can share in my...
Seems a little miffed over there.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's worked on a toxic environment.
Man, oh man.
So these are signs that you are the toxic person in the office. Everyone else is the problem. That's how they start this list. Everyone else is the problem. When something goes wrong, it's always someone else's fault.
Yep.
You might think that you're fooling everybody. You know, do you accept responsibility when you're wrong? Have you made a mistake? Do you prefer to shift focus? Yeah. Accepting responsibility is a sign of a good leader. It also helps create an environment where people own up to their mistakes and learn from them.
Sure.
Exactly. People tend to avoid you.
Yeah,
that's... Oh, man.
You're just walking
away.
That's a good
call. All right.
Oh, no. There he is.
We used to have some chattier people that worked here.
Yes, we
And it's
did.
Not that I didn't like them. It's just like I don't have the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to say hello, but I don't have 5 minutes.
They weren't toxic bad people.
No.
They were toxic draining people.
Right. I can't do my job because you won't stop talking
Correct.
To me.
Right. Because I'm with Mike. Sometimes I'll just do a lap around. It's like, hey, I'm just passing by saying hey.
Exactly.
Right. I like you. Hello.
Right. This is in between a break. I got like 7 minutes that I got to hit here. How long is this conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
Be?
Right.
And God, they just go for a while, and I have to sit there and pretend like I'm interested. Let's see here. Signs that you're the toxic person in the office. They can't handle the truth. You don't pull any punches. You tell it just like it is without any sugarcoating. If someone messed up, you have to let them know. You may have reduced a few people to tears, but worrying about other people's feelings isn't part of your job description. If they did their job how they were supposed to, you wouldn't have to yell or give them harsh feedback. Instead,
your feelings.
They make stupid mistakes. And you're supposed to worry about how they feel when you're rightly upset about it. Yeah. Drama seems to follow you. Again, these are signs that you're the toxic person in the office. Drama seems to follow you around like cheap perfume. If there's a scandal in the office, you're sure to be in the thick of it. If you aren't, you know exactly who was, what happened, how it happened. If you're going to be honest, you'll admit that you love the attention. It makes you feel alive when you know what's happening, that you are what's happening. You love it when people gather around you to find out all the juicy details that went down. You love being in everybody's business so much that it's almost like you're an office historian.
I will say, I think the other red flag is too, is the person's like, I hate drama, this and that. Like, you probably are into it.
You if
are
you have drama. To say it out loud, I don't believe it.
Correct. Yeah.
I just want to know who's doing the coffee machine thing.
No kidding.
That's dude. All I want.
I put it up on my Instagram.
I know when you brought it. Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did, man. I'm right. Over this
maybe,
crap.
Maybe we can you can come up with a
I'm going to launch an investigation.
To the question.
Damn yes. Right, dude. You know what? We got a security camera there. I'm sure I can know. Figure out I who know. The hell did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You compliment people. Sorta. People are just so sensitive. Honestly, you don't know what the fuss is all about. You just told her that she looked thinner and that the last time you saw her. It was a compliment on her weight loss journey. Why he got that look on his face when you commended his courage for wearing such a bright feminine color that you still don't know. All you said was, I love that you don't care how you come across. You just wear whatever you want to wear.
Damn.
And you're at a loss as to why things got awkward when he told a colleague after his presentation in front of everyone. Wow, you really surprised. I wasn't expecting that from you. Nice work.
Yeah.
I've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
Like, well, what did you expect, dumbass?
Signs that you're the toxic person at work. You're manipulative. You see yourself as the puppet master. You enjoy controlling people and orchestrating situations to achieve your desires. As the unofficial behind-the-scenes director of office drama, you love setting things in motion. Then you sit back and watch everything unfold just as you planned. It makes you feel like you're in control, so you're always in the boss's ear, talking about what you've seen, what you've heard, or just know. Of course, making sure to add something extra saucy to spice things up.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Good work. You like to keep people on their toes. Permanently. Change is the only constant in life, but how you constantly change your emotions, mind, and instructions make you seem unstable and indecisive. You take pride in being unpredictable. No one can guess what mood you're going to be in today, which way you're going to go in any situation, or what decision you'll take at any time.
You take pride in that.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what kind of mood I'm in.
One minute you're laughing and joking with everybody, the next you're asking what everyone finds so funny. Later you're having meltdowns with tears and snot flying everywhere. Keeping them on their toes. They don't know about you.
Remember Snot. What you said. Remember what we said.
Exactly.
If you can do that, there will be no drama. I don't know why it's difficult. And look, I mean, keep your expectations low, but I'm like, remember what you said. Remember what we said. There's no confusion about this. That's why we said it. And speak as the words are defined. That way, there's nothing secretive about it. Basic stuff.
Signs that you're the toxic person at the office. You always know what they're going to say even before they say it. Before someone finishes speaking, you jump in and say it for them. You already know what they're going to say. There's no need to wait until they get to their point. You're a busy professional. All the ahs, and extra stories just waste your time and your patience. I'll admit I do that one.
That would make you toxic?
Yes, it would.
I think it would make you more efficient.
That's part of the problem, is that now I'm assuming what it is that you're going to say.
Right, you don't know what they're actually going to say that time.
Oh, correct.
So that's what's annoying about it, because it's like, no, was not going to say that. Like, just let me finish.
Correct. I'm listening to speak, not listening to hear what it is that you have to say at that point. That is something I need to work on myself.
Or if you say something to somebody and they kind of give you a response and you're like, that's not what I said.
Right.
Right.
It's like, okay.
People keep resigning and leaving your team.
Well, yeah, that's a sign.
Fair amount of people have left your team recently. Are they all moving on to bigger and better opportunities? Maybe they're resigning due to the lingering effects of the Great Resignation. Or it might be that they're trying to get away from you. According to Marcus Buckingham, people leave managers, not companies. And several surveys support that claim. You're passive aggressive. Again, these are signs that you're the toxic person in the office. You're not a confrontational person. You're not an aggressive person. In fact, you prefer to shy away from uncomfortable, difficult conversations altogether. Instead, you prefer to find other ways of showing your displeasure. Sulking is for children, so you don't do it. You just avoid interacting with the person or ignore their presence altogether.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You nitpick and criticize every single little thing that they do. If you're working on a group presentation and were offended by something a team member said or did, it wouldn't be beneath you to call in sick on the day of the presentation, leaving everybody else in a tight spot.
Oh, wow, come on.
Yeah. Really?
I remember I had a boss once, years ago, I don't remember what we were complaining about. We're going back and forth, and we said, I don't appreciate your passive-aggressive tone. I said, I apologize if you think I'm being passive at all. But right. I mean, you have missed everything I've said for 1 second.
Yeah,
you think I'm being passive?
I would not describe is ray of sunshine over there.
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, what about me seeing passive? Clearly, there's been a misunderstanding.
This is just straight aggression.
This is aggression, yeah.
It's not that you're always right. It just seems that way.
Yeah.
No one is ever always right. That's ridiculous. It'd be silly to claim otherwise. You just happen to know a lot about your field. You've worked with the organization the longest, so it's natural that you know more than everyone else. They'll be equally knowledgeable when they've been there as long as you have. And then finally, I'll leave you with this one as the number one sign that you're the toxic person in the office. All criticism is bad. You do not take criticism well, not even constructive criticism. You have an amazing ability to transform compliments into criticism before proceeding to get offended by it. As far as you're concerned, you're trying your best. And if the only way to recognize the effort that you're putting into your work is by telling you where you're getting it wrong and how to improve, then you don't need the input. You didn't ask for their opinion in the first place.
Boom.
So quit being toxic, people.
Sucker.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.